Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. We offer guitar repair of the highest quality. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
The Big FM, 93.7 on the drive home with Sly. Well, we are exactly 2 weeks from Election Day, and Dane County's clerk has been nice enough to take a little time with us this afternoon to talk about what's going on. Scott McDonald. Scott, good afternoon.
Thanks, Sly.
All right, so how are things going down there at the shop? Everything running smoothly?
Yeah, so far everything's smooth.
No problems whatsoever. Because
not
I've been
today.
Hearing about these rigged elections, and I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, no, I don't think you need to be too concerned. There occasionally there'll be incidents where there'll be one or two individuals doing something, but as far as Russian hackers, you know, your listeners shouldn't be worried about that. We have the most modern equipment. Our equipment's not connected to the internet. There's really no plausible way to hack an election in Wisconsin, at least in Dane County.
Well, what about all these dead people on the voter rolls that Donald Trump keeps talking about?
Yeah, you know, those get purged, you know, and people have to show up and now show their identification. And again, I think as far as security at the ballot, it's about as high as you can get here. You know, some states are slow replacing their equipment. Maybe they have procedures that are different than ours, but I think here in the upper Midwest, it's really solid.
How did, at night, at a precinct, you know, I voted Midvale Elementary School. The numbers that they have, they obviously tabulate the ballots there. How do they get the numbers to the city-county building?
So it depends. If you're talking about your specific example, a poll worker, after the polls are closed, they close the polls on the machine. It prints the total on the machine as far as who voted. Often there'll be candidates or representatives of the candidates standing there waiting for the results.
Mm-hmm.
Once they print the tape, they can take the media. They'll continue to close down the poll, but the media is brought in a bag that's locked with two people bringing it down to the city-county building. And then we have a chain of custody. We enter that stick into the accumulation server and load that in. None of which is connected to the internet. And then once we have the results loaded up, we will copy it onto a thumb drive, walk it over to a machine that's on that we can then load it to the web. So everything has got two people with it. There's the tape printed at the next day, of course, the tape comes down, and so we compare that to make sure what was recorded on that moment when the polls are closed to what we received.
Now, are there some places in rural areas where they don't drive the ballots down to the city-county building, they actually send them in? Is that right?
Well, what we do is that each of the municipalities keeps the ballots themselves, they'll store the ballots in bags that are sealed and signed, and then that way they're not all in one location. All the ballots are distributed around the county. What they will modem, a lot of the rural parts of the county will modem their results in on an analog phone line that's encrypted. So we'll get those results.
Because sometimes I see rural numbers coming in from Dane County before some of the city
numbers. They come in by modem.
Uh-huh.
And that's faster than driving it down here, obviously.
Scott McDonald with us. He is the Dane County clerk. Early voting. How is early voting going this time versus 2012?
Well, just a lot more people have voted so far. You know, the expanded hours across the county. Madison has added, I think, 10 additional locations for early voting, including two on campus and one in Edgewood. So a lot more activity surrounding early voting. And so far, it's gone really well. I was down at Union South when they started that yesterday, and there was a small line. It was very steady, and it was great. I know the students appreciated it. I know talking to people on the street, they like the convenience of expanded early voting.
And there are some places where people can now vote at the library, right? correct?
Right. In Madison, you can vote. You know, Madison has all the libraries have early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, out in the county, you know, the cities and villages have their town hall is open during their regular business hours and have been for the last few weeks. So,
Were you involved with the process of where the early voting sites would go?
No, I mean, each municipality chose that for themselves. And I know at Madison, they even amended it on the city council floor and expanded the hours. So that, you know, those are kind of community-by-community decisions.
I assume you've heard about this story out of Green Bay today, correct?
Yes.
Where the city clerk opposed an early voting site at UW Green Bay because students lean Democratic. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's terrible. You know, you sort of suspect sometimes when you know, you saw this in Arizona where they eliminated a number of polling places in certain parts of the county there, and the lines became incredibly long in certain parts. And I think that's what we saw in Green Bay, where there was a really long line in April, and now they and that was just because they didn't have enough poll workers there. At Marquette, they had consolidated some of the polling places down and didn't anticipate, or maybe they did, high student turnout on campus. So that's dismaying. You know, you haven't seen that here, obviously. You know, my position is that our job is to make it easy as possible for everyone to vote and to make sure that they can vote. And those things are not incompatible.
You know, the county clerk's office is a partisan elected office. You're running for re-election. But I can't imagine that you would want to make it tougher for, I know there aren't many Republican places in Dane County, but let's just say the town of York or some of the precincts in Sun Prairie that are a little more conservative. I would think you would want everybody to vote.
Everyone should vote. You know, if you create that sort of cynicism or that disconnect between people and their government, that's a terrible thing. It doesn't matter who's in charge, Republican, Democrat. So I don't know why anyone would support that. It degrades, you know, that social contract.
Has there been any confusion with the IDs that are acceptable at the polling place this year? I know that it's been, you know, we've had recent court decisions. We've had battles over what the UW ID should look like. There's been the battle with the whole DMV situation. How is that panning out in reality so far?
Well, it's a little hard to tell because we've had only in-person absentee voting so far. I think that the April election, though, really did help. That was fairly high turnout. Their voter ID, the photo ID law was in place. So it was a pretty good practice run for November. And in the meantime, the university, now that they have two early voting locations, one at the Student Activity Center and the other at Union South, you can kind of direct students who aren't sure to Union South, and if they don't have what they need, they can just go downstairs and get it. So that's really helpful. And on top of that, the university is going to print on paper secondary voting IDs for just UW students. Maybe let's say you're from Ohio or Pennsylvania and you have a driver's license from there. You can get one at the polls on campus, so you don't have to walk across, you know, the entire campus to get a secondary voting ID. So that group is the one I worried about the most, because you'd have a student with two IDs, you know, a Minnesota driver's license and a WIS card, and not, you know, both photo IDs, can't use either one of them. And now, though, with, you know, having the printers there, having Union South open 2 weeks early, I think a lot of that will be mitigated.
What happened? I think this happened while I was on vacation. What happened with some absentee ballots that the city of Madison sent out?
Well, I know they sent out a batch, and a bunch of folks didn't receive them. And so, you know, I know they've mailed out a lot of ballots again to them. And I think, you know, I haven't heard the final resolution of what happened, but I think it involved the fact that the post office across the street at Martin Luther King was being moved to a different location right around the same time to make room for that, you know, where they're going to redevelop the municipal building. So I don't know, but I know that anyone who didn't get an absentee ballot can request another one, and I know a lot of folks have. And so I think the Madison clerk seems to feel better about where they're at on that.
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald with us. Busy things going on. Occasionally I have to listen to the opposition, and Vicki McKenna has been on a tirade about illegal immigrants voting and that there's no checks and balances. Can you comment on that? Are there massive numbers of people that are here illegally voting in Dane County?
No, I've worked the polls, you know, before I was clerk even, as an election worker down on campus where there's tons of students from other countries living in proximity, and you never see it. I never see that happening at all. And, you know, people take it seriously. They understand that it's a felony. They respect the laws of our country. And so it just doesn't happen.
So there's a lot of fear-mongering going on out there this season. Are you concerned that some people are permanently going to get turned off to the process if they don't believe it's fair?
Yeah, it gets frustrating that when you hear accusations, I see it on the internet where it's like $7 from Home Depot you can hack an election, and there's all busloads of people coming over the border, and having worked in it firsthand, and when you see it, you know it's not true, but it's frustrating to try to push back on that, and maybe we need to do a better job of explaining it and getting people involved in the process. But it is, in Wisconsin, it is a solid system. It has great integrity, and anyone who works in it will tell you that.
Oh, what's the latest one? They're saying that there's vote flipping in Texas, that if you vote for Trump, your ballot's going to end up registering for Clinton because the Democrats have mastered some vote flipping machine. I mean, it is crazy season. You're not just running the election this year, you are also on the ballot running for re-election, and you have an opponent who's saying that you're not properly monitoring the elections. Did you want to comment on that?
Well, you know, Dane County is the only county that does its own post-election audits, and basically the criticism is we use voting machines to count the ballots, but we don't look at the ballots. Well, actually, that's not true. We do. We're the only county. It takes two wards, pulls the ballots out, counts them by hand, and compares it to the tape. And I wish more counties would do it, but each audit has shown that the machines are incredibly accurate, and the act of doing that gives voters confidence that the system works properly. And I guess I, you know, from my point of view, we're the leader in the state. And I would say, I think what she would say is we should be doing it earlier, but I don't feel comfortable opening ballot bags when there still could be a recount. I treat the election kind of like a crime scene. You don't touch anything until that recount period is over, so that both candidates know that everything was handled properly and
so this,
the ballots are secure.
This Karen McKim said, you know, they're saying the Wisconsin Election Integrity Action Team has developed a technology to do audits that, and that they'd bring the public in to watch all these ballots being monitored. Do you just think this is unnecessary?
Well, I mean, what they do is they take the ballot images from the machine itself. So for me, I feel like you should be using the paper as a check against the machine, not the machine as a check against the machine. And when we do our audits, it's noticed, it's open to the public, anyone can sit there and watch it. Chief, we have election inspectors who worked on the election handling it. There's a chain of custody. So, you know, ours conformed to the Wisconsin recount statute, and I really don't know how you could do it in a more effective or open way.
From the days when, and you know, I'm much older than you, Scott, from the days when I first started voting, when I would go in, walk behind the curtain, press those levers down, and then pull that big bar. By the way, are those machines still around?
No, you know, the Help America Vote Act phased all those out after the Florida debacle, the hanging chads. Those have been phased out.
How much more confident are you with the technology we're using now? I know that for a while there was this debate about touch screens, and we have a paper trail, obviously. I know there was some water damage at the city county building where they had to replace machines. How confident are you with the technology we're using right now, or could it be improved?
I think it's extremely reliable. It's extremely well made. And and one of the things I would say is that we control everything about it. It's county employees doing the coding. Everything is under county employees' control and then municipal clerks' control. And so I mentioned earlier that it's not connected to the internet. It's also not connected to a vendor. So we test hundreds and hundreds of ballots before we send the media out into the communities. They've tested again. We audited afterwards. All the audits we've done, and even Karen McKim's group has done, has shown the machines are incredibly accurate. So people should have a great deal of faith in our system right now.
All right. Do you want to make any advice to people before they vote, what times they should stay away from, what they should have with them, and what the rules are?
Yeah, sure. So if you can, avoid being the first one in line. I mean, you can be the first one in line, but typically a line will form before the polls open, and that sometimes can take a little bit of time. And then, of course, right after work, those are the two peak times. So if you can go off peak 10, 11 a.m., that's going to be the quickest for you. Remember, you have to have a photo ID, which, for most people will be a Wisconsin driver's license, but it can also be a passport, a military ID, a veteran's ID. So there's a number of IDs that can work for you. And then you also have to be registered to vote, which you can do at the polling place on election day.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, so if you need to register, if you're not registered, maybe you haven't voted in 6, 7 years, you're not going to be on the poll list, just bring something with your address that shows where you currently live, which can be your driver's license, but sometimes doesn't have the current address on it. That's okay. Use a utility bill, a lease, a bank statement, and it can be on your phone. So if you don't have it in paper, you can look on your phone and show it to the poll worker.
And are they doing any of these provisional ballots this time?
If you don't have an ID, or if you don't have proof of your address, you can vote provisionally, but they won't count that ballot unless it brings back before the Friday after the Tuesday. So you'd have to go get an ID, maybe left it somewhere and you needed to go drive and get it. You can bring it back to, say, the city hall or the town hall and show it to them, and then they'll change your provisional ballot to a regular ballot and they'll count it.
Any final question, anything about turnout, what you think the total turnout's going to be compared to 4 or 8 years ago?
It's hard to say. I think turnout in Dane County and really in Wisconsin will be high. I think it'll be over 70%, and I think in Dane it'll be close to 80%. So sometimes people are motivated by excitement about a candidate, and sometimes they're motivated by other feelings about other candidates. So I think turnout will be high.
All right, Scott McDonald, good luck this season, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Lai.
All right. Have a great day. Scott McDonald, Dane County Clerk.